great sharings, everyone, and just really great encouragement. So I just want to give thanks to God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and just for everything that he's doing in our life, and just how faithful he is, and just how simple he's made it. And we just continue to go to him, guys, and just continue to expect great and mighty things, really have great expectation from him, and, you know, that we are diligently seeking him and building that relationship with our Heavenly Father, because he does have the best plan and purpose for our life. And when we come to know God and Jesus Christ, you know, he has those preordained works ready for us to walk into them, and to, you know, we're just really, we're called to love and just to really be that example, and to not speak like the world, not act like the world, but to be that light, to be the son and daughter of God that God's called us to be. And it's just believing the simplicity that, you know, God has made it. He's made this very simple, and it's all down to do with our faith and our believing. And when we believe, God moves the mountain. And so, like, we don't want to give credit to the devil. We don't want to even speak about him. We don't want to give place to him, but we just want to speak those wonderful words that come from the mouth of the living God, which comes through us, obviously, you know, giving that daily bread that comes from heaven, because that's the food we want to eat. That's the food we want to live on. And when we're, you know, really seeking God and sow into the things of the Spirit, that's what we'll reap. And when we start sowing to the flesh, that's what we're going to reap of the flesh, reap corruption. And so, you know, God has made this very easy. And so we want to stay in the way of walking by the Spirit and understanding that we really do have the power and authority to rule and reign in this life by Jesus Christ, and to really make a difference wherever we are in this life. You know, like, I go to work, I'm all over the country, Thailand, and, you know, I'm that light. Wherever I go, I'm there to be a light, and I'm not going to hide it under a bush, but I'm going to proclaim who my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is. And, you know, the way the world is going, it's only going to get harder to proclaim the truth, to proclaim our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because you can't even say boo to a goose without, you know, being put down, or ready to be even put, you know, put up for fines because you're being, you know, non-gender or this or against gays or whatever it is. They're just clamping down on everything that, you know, especially when it comes to God and the Lord Jesus Christ, they want it out. The media, the in every country, they don't want God alive. So we got to keep it alive by, you know, being that light and not keeping our mouth shut, but being led by the Spirit of God. Because the apostles and those guys, you know, they spoke for God. And, you know, even when the Pharisees were telling them not to preach, you know, Peter was like, well, if it's right to listen to you or to God, like, but we're going to listen to God, and we're going to do what he's putting in our heart. And that's how we got to be. We can't be pushed over by this way of the way the world is going. But, you know, it says in the Bible that we have been set aside, and that God has set us apart, and that we are a peculiar people. And so it's just really believing this, and believing what, you know, God has said through his men and women of God, and through the scriptures, and just acting upon it, and really being that light. Because, like, God has called each and every one of us to be that light. And we are many members in particular, and we all need to be functioning. Because if the arm ain't functioning, then, you know, it affects the rest of the body. Just like in every day, if I injure my knee, I ain't going to be able to work. You know, I'm going to be in pain. So I need all my members to be working in order. So when we're working together, being in unity of the Spirit, in the bond of peace, and, you know, really walking together in that love, looking to encourage, looking to bless, looking to give those words of life, And when we look at the life of Jesus Christ in the Holy Scriptures, he was ready. He was ready to give an answer. He was prepared to love. He was prepared to minister. And, you know, he was close with God. He was going to God in prayer and seeking him. And he did nothing without God. And we are to be the same. We are to seek God with all our heart. And that we seek him so diligently, because Jesus Christ died so that we could have straight access to the Father. And there's, you know, Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father. And so we just keep going to him, and that's where we receive our strength. That's where we receive our encouragement from the one true living God who created heaven and earth, and who's ready to prove himself to you this day, who's ready to give you salvation today. And we just got to stay sharp and stay ready, be vigilant, and know that, you know, we are victorious in this life, and we can bring victory to other people's life who is sat in darkness, who don't have no hope, who don't know where they're going after they die. Like, we really are the one. We are the one. We are the chosen ones to preach the gospel of the kingdom, to impart salvation to them that are lost. And so it's just believing. I'm learning, it's just believing that, and just believing what God has done is enough, and understanding that God will bring all things to pass, that we will not make anything come to pass. The only way we, you know, is going to come to pass is us by going to God and seeing the mountain moved before it's moved. Seeing it already completed, seeing it already done, you know, like, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so we just keep going to God, and he will lead us by his Spirit. He will speak to us. He will reveal his revelation and his understanding in the mystery of Christ, so that, you know, we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, it says. And, you know, that's what we do. And it's a privilege. I'm just so blessed. Like, God is going exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever may ask or think. Like, fellowship is growing. The women and the gentlemen that are coming, like, they are growing. And seeing them grow and be strong in God is just such a great encouragement. And it's not even like we've done anything. We've just given those fitly spoken words by the Spirit of the living God. And so they are living with God. They ain't ringing us up. They ain't chasing us. They're going to God. And God is working in their life. And God is also working in our life. And yeah, we get situations come up, but we don't speak the enemy's name. We don't even give it consent. We just say what we want, and people might say, well, you're deceived, but we're not. We're saying the truth. And as Dad was sharing, you know, the truth, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And we are set free, and we're not going to be yet again entangled with the yoke of bondage by what the media is promoting or what unbelievers might be saying, but really to take a stand, not to get caught up in unbelievers' conversation. Like, be the one that stands out. And, you know, if you've got no friends, that's a good place, because, you know, me and Amber, we took the stand, and we got all the friends that we knew, you know, they departed. And, you know, our hearts are always to love and to serve. So it shows you, it wasn't like we were mean people. We loved people. We were good to people. So it shows you that there is a spiritual battle going on. And so, like, when you're standing for Christ, people do, and it's not because it might be on them, but the spiritual influences don't want to be around you. So we just got to keep standing and believing the truth, knowing that Jesus Christ is coming back. And it says in the scriptures that we're to encourage each other with this, to understand that our Lord and Savior is coming back, and he's going to gather us up together. And, like, this is a good thing. This is great, great news. So we know as the times get darker, we shine brighter, and God's going to move so powerfully. because, like, he wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. This is God's desire. You know, if you think this was your desire, this was God's desire, and he puts it in our heart to, and so that he will surely achieve that in our life. He will bring millions to you. It's all down to us. God is really saying, today, it's all on us and what we want. And, you know, what do we want in this life with God? And if you are believing for something and you haven't received yet, you say, God, I received this. And you believe it. You see it in your hands. And he does. He brings it to pass. There's so many testimonies. There's so many things that God has done in my own personal life. And like Dad was sharing earlier about Taylor Overby and how that was all connected, you know, like I was a part of that. I seen it first in front. And obviously at that time, you don't think it's God working. But when you look back and when you know, when you're a witness of something, you're just like, wow, God's hand was in that. Like, God was connecting these dots together to get us where we need to be today. And so it's just been an amazing journey. Even when I haven't been on it with God, like, God has always been like that whisper in my ear saying, stay in the way, keep in the way. Even when I was doing my own thing, he was there calling me. And, you know, It says in the scriptures as well that, you know, where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. And it really does, because we can't be thinking that God is up there with a rod. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, condemning ourselves, like, this is not God's will for our life. God doesn't want us, even if we mess up and we knowingly knew that we messed up, God wants you to know that he is not looking down on that. But he's seeing you as who he has created you to be. And he's probably with you, you know, in that present time. And he's, his arms is open wide to you saying, no, I love you. This is who you really are. And it's just encouraging each other that, you know, all of us are strong in Christ and that God has a great plan for our life, no matter what age we might be. That God has the way, and when we just stick with him, he brings it to pass. And we have so many examples, like Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God, and God brought it to pass. God made them to have that promised child like he promised. And like, it's just so amazing, like God was there for David. God protected David, Elijah, Elias, all of them. God brought them through. Because they believed and that they knew that if they didn't act upon what God was sharing, or if they didn't act, they, you know, like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they could have bowed the knee. They could have bowed their heads to the statue. But no, they even said, you know what? Even if we were to die, we are not going to worship. And if God does save us, then yeah, if he saves us or if he doesn't, we ain't bowing. And that's how we need to be in this time. We don't bow the knee to anyone but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that day will come where every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, because he is Lord. And it's a privilege to be a partaker and to be, you know, adopted into the household of God by the wonderful grace of our God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he lived his life not unto himself but unto the one true living God. And that's all we have to do. There's no conditions but to believe. That is it. That's our plane ticket. If you want to go anywhere in the world and you need to get on a plane, you need a plane ticket. You need to purchase your plane ticket. And the great thing is you don't even have to purchase this ticket. It's free. You just believe and watch God go to work. So that's what was on my heart, guys. I love you. You are the best. And I'll pass it on to my lovely wife.